Williamstown's Affordable Housing Committee recently commissioned a study on the housing needs of the community by housing and development consultant John Ryan. The study confirmed what many in Williamstown already knew. There is a need for affordable housing for the elderly and the poor. In August 2011, Tropical Storm Irene destroyed much of the Spruce's mobile home park, leaving many homeless, primarily seniors, and eliminating much of the town's housing stock for lower-income residents. But Catherine Yamamoto, chair of the Affordable Housing Committee, said that the less obvious details revealed in the report were a surprise.
What wasn't so obvious and in detail to us was the number of elderly people in Williamstown who are spending more than 35% of their income on their housing.
The report finds that nearly 300 senior households are burdened by housing costs, double the rate from 2000. The report also determined that 35% of non-elderly families were also burdened by housing costs, and since the year 2000, the number of households with children has dropped 50%. Catherine Yamamoto again.
To the extent that he described that decline in the number of families with children, that was a surprise.
Recently, Williamstown was awarded a FEMA grant to help the town purchase the Spruces Park from its owners and relocate the 67 remaining residents. But the town hasn't accepted the grant and is still searching for a suitable spot to build any new housing developments. The Affordable Housing Committee's consideration of a 35-acre town-owned property known as the Lowry property drew opposition from many quarters. The Lowry property is currently under conservation restriction. A special town meeting was called by way of petition, and on the warrant were measures to place the Lowry property into permanent conservation, along with another site. Another measure would allow 10 acres of the parcel for the development of housing. However, voters decided to take no action on any of the articles. Bob Skirbo is a town resident who took up the task of gathering the petition signatures to block development on the Lowry property.
Although very often people say, well, there's a lot of open space, there's a lot of land in Williamstown, you have to go a little bit, you have to dig a little bit deeper, you have to get down into the weeds. And it's not just open space. It's productive open space. It's productive agricultural land.
Though Skirbo said it's not a land issue or people issue, he discussed the quagmire of regulation and legal costs the town could be restricted by when developing on conservation land, following state laws for relocating residents, and also complying with the parameters set forth by the FEMA grant. Skirbo also argued that many of the sites being considered would just not offer the needed or desirable space for those who lost their homes at the Spruces.
Someone who chooses to own and live in a mobile home is not somebody who would typically maybe choose to live in, more of a multifamily type of dwelling. They want to have ownership. They own their mobile home. The thing is, they don't own the ground that it's on.
The report analyzed the housing capacity and ranked the feasibility of different kinds of housing in the sites considered for development, including replacement cottages, affordable rentals for the elderly, affordable home ownership, and moderately priced senior ownership. The report says that the most desired option, to build another mobile home park in town, does not appear to be on the table at this time. A group known as Save Our Spruces is also pushing for a way for those remaining in the park to stay in their homes. Stan Parisi, head of the town's Affordable Housing Trust, said that if the different groups in town do not come up with a plan, they could risk losing those residents.
The longer it takes you to get something done and the degree to which the housing, the replacement housing, differs from the housing they had, but both those things will lead to having the people choose to go elsewhere.
Meanwhile, the debate process will continue. At an upcoming Williamstown Democratic Town Committee meeting, members of the town's Planning Board and Conservation Commission will present information they hope will help the town find its next step forward. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.